Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is the Ladies of Tea Talk Time. We apologize for the delay in starting the show this morning. Today is July the 23rd, 2016. We had a little bit of technical difficulties with getting started this morning. Beyond our control here with Blog Talk. However, we are excited about this morning's topic. We are discussing girl code. We decided to go ahead and, you know, to discuss something different this morning. Topic, you know, just to kind of lighten the mood with what is happening in our world right now. And it's not just here in Dallas-Fort Worth where we're located. It's all across the globe, as you can imagine, if you guys are tuning in to what's happening in, you know, world news. France right now is facing yet another tragedy. You know, the death toll right now is up to 10. Even young children, and 10 people are injured and is in the hospital at this present time. And, you know, we still have different type of things that have happened in the news this week with Miami-Dade police and, you know, that poor behavioral counselor and his patients. It's just a lot of unfortunate things that's been happening. So we wanted to, you know, discuss something a little bit on the lighter side, you know, something fun, you know, just to get our minds off things, because even though all of these things are happening within the world, we all still need to live and we all still need to not let the stresses of life bottle us down. Because life does go on, we are still here and we're still alive. And, you know, it doesn't make sense that you're here, but you're not living and you're not, you know, you're not existing. You're just here. So that's my take on our, you know, just like a synopsis of what's been happening right now in the train of thought and process that I had. I have my beautiful co-host with me, Dee Moore. You know, I'm sure she has her own perspective and opinion as well as to everything that has been happening in the past couple of weeks and since our last show, because we didn't have a show last week. But yeah, guys, so that's where my head is. Do you have any thoughts, Dee, of, you know, your thought process of what's been going on?
You know, Stacey touched on the 10 injured or I think dead, and that took place in Munich yesterday.
Yesterday.
And police are basically stating they searched the suspect's home, who was also killed, and they're showing that he had no ties to ISIS.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's just every other day we are coming into tragedy on a terrorist level.
Yes.
As well as a lot of injustice. But like Stacey said, this show, you know, just kind of on the lighter side of things, you know, just to try to, if we could, be a little bit of a distraction.
Yes.
Plus the real crucial issue, sometimes it is good to stay, you know, stay up with what's going on. It's always good to stay up with what's going on. When I was coming up, my mom always had us watching the Today Show in the morning as we got ready for school. So me watching TV and watching the news every morning is just a embedded ritual. So you really can't get away from it, even if you don't watch it, but you do need to know and be cognizant of what's going on, as well as being able to shift focus, and that's what we're doing today. Today's topic is kind of funny to me. It's cute, but it's very relevant. We will be discussing girl code. Now, many of you wonder, what is girl code? It's similar to the guy's code, a set of rules that women, or the unofficial set of rules that we go by as it relates to our interactions with our girlfriends, as it relates to love, as it relates to image, as well as other dynamics that we encounter on this journey called life. So I believe I wrapped that up pretty good, Stacy. Stacy came up with the title. This is a topic that Stacy came up with a while ago about us discussing. And what better day than today, July 23rd, 2016, to talk about the Girl Code. So I know I wrapped it up, but Stacy is the researcher. She has almost all the information you can think of when it comes to a topic. She goes in. I'll skim. I'll read a little bit. I'll gather my own. But Stacy, she, on every topic, she knows the origin, when it started, where it originated, the true definition. She could probably quote it in Spanish. She could probably quote it in French. She definitely knows her stuff. So I'm going to roll the ball back over to you.
Thank you, Dee. That was funny. But, you know, that's stretching it a little bit. But, so last year, Dee and I sat down and we came up with a plethora of topics that we wanted to cover for the year. So this is one of the topics that we were like, okay, the Girl Code, because, and I'm still trying to figure it out, and if any of you guys are listening and want to let me know, just tell me, because I've been trying to figure out the origin of this. So, you know, I still don't know where the Girl Code originated, but I know that even according to everything that I've read online, from articles, somebody even wrote a book on Girl Code, and I still can't figure out the origin of this, but it is these rules that they, according to them, from we were born or from you start having female friends, you should know these rules. And we are supposed to abide by these rules because, as we all know and can attest to, it's very difficult to have a relationship, especially female relationship. I do not know why, but it is. It's very complicated because we are emotional beings. We have, you know, we wear our sleeves on our emotions. We're nurturers, and sometimes we tend to operate so much in our emotions. It gets complicated. We take offense to things that sometimes one did not even mean anything by it. So I guess that's where maybe this originated from. Nonetheless, the first one on the list is do not date the ex. That is the first one on this Girl Code list, according to LifestyleAllWomenTalk.com. One of the most important Girl Code book rule is, thou shall not date a friend's ex. Boyfriend, it is one of the biggest sins a girl can commit according to the Girl Code. This is what they have to say on lifestyle.allwomen.com. Your friend might have feelings for her ex, and the last thing she wants is her best friend going after her leftovers. Is basically their explanation. They even alluded to say there's many fish in the sea. Why would you go after your girlfriend next?
Now, I think that's on the bro code too. You know, a lot of times if a guy, but men are more forgiving than others. Mm-hmm. Like, I've known more men who have admittedly dated an ex of a friend or on the vice versa, didn't have any problems with their friend dating a girl that they dated before.
Yeah.
I think it speaks to mainly the level of attachment, how logical it is, and that person's overall views about that relationship. I agree that any ex is off limits, regardless if I still want him or not. Last thing I want to do, most of us don't even want to hear any, it's two things. You don't want to hear about your ex because you're over that relationship, or you're not over it. But either way, you want to be able to go on your life, most cases, because that situation didn't work. You don't want to hear how wonderful he is or how good he is treating someone else. It didn't work with you guys. Why would you want to know? That's just like an ex showing up at a wedding. You know, that's just an awkward, awkward situation. It's definitely a hands-off for me, and I think a lot of people agree that even if you get the green light, you still shouldn't go there.
Okay. And I agree with Dee to an extent. I think it depends on the duration of the relationship, the attachment of the relationship. Yes, I you know, because if we're discussing, like, just, you know, hypothetical here, if they were married, there's kids involved, and stuff like that, that's a situation or an ex. I honestly think, yes, that is off-limits. But, I mean, if it's somebody that you had a interest in, and you and that person may have communicated, but you didn't actually date per se, and there was no intimacy or anything involved, and you realize that you guys are not ideal for each other, but you have a, you know, some, a friend, or your friend also like this person or something like that, and you think they'll make a better match. I honestly, in my opinion, don't see anything wrong with a situation like that. Because I have actually, one of my friends right now is married to who was at the time my sister's friend. Now me and her is kind of even closer than my sister because she married my friend. That we had an interest in each other, but we were at two different places in our life in terms of what we wanted, what we were looking for in a relationship. So we had a mutual conversation, a mutual discussion, because we went to high school together, but we were either a few years ahead of me. So I knew of him, but I didn't know him, and actually had a conversation years later when we ran into each other. And she came to the house, and because he used to come to see me all the time, and we talked, hang out. Now, as I said, there, you know, we are just hanging out, just talking. There's no intimacy. There's no nothing. But we like each other. But we wanted two different things from each other in terms of the relationship. And rather than getting into something and not meeting each other's needs and hurting each other and being resentful and bitter, we decided that we're not going to enter into a romantic relationship. We'll just continue to be friends. And she liked him. She was questioning about him. My sister came to me and was like, hey, you know, so-and-so like your friend that she sees at the house all the time. You mind, you know, if you introduce her to them? I was like, no. I introduced them, and they hit it off. And they've been married over 5 years now. I think they got married in 2009. So that's what's 7 years? Yeah, 7 years. So I think it depends on the dynamic, as we were saying, of the relationship and the friendship that you have with this person and the respect that is there between the exes too. You know, like, was this a mutual breakup? How did you think, you know? Do I know somebody that I think is a better candidate for you in personality? You know, I kind of look at stuff like that versus being hung up on the whole rule situation and being operating so much in our feelings. Because it really is about our feelings. It's not really about whether or not we think this person is a better, or we want to see somebody else happy. It's really about how we feel. But that's just how I looked at it. So I think I'm with you on some aspect about being, about the dynamic of the relationship and, you know, how the breakup was, how they feel about each other as exes. All of those things, I think, play into making that decision. So that's my little story.
I feel like if your relationship, also you got to check relationship with that friend.
Yeah.
If this is a casual friend, you know, and this is not a friend, this is kind of like a friend that you hang out with every now and again. She's not a close buddy. I think, or he, or we're talking about the girl code, then that needs to be taken in consideration as well.
Right.
A lot of people have the idea that if you're not married, it doesn't matter, you're still open. You're still an option. And a lot of people also subscribe to the notion that if you're not with him now, he's fair game. It doesn't matter if y'all talked or if y'all was intimate or how much you still like him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people feel like, well, he's single. That didn't work for you. With you guys, you know, I should give it a chance.
Mm-hmm.
These conversations really and truly should be made with your friends, just on a hypothetical situation. Just let you know how, if you and your friend are on the right page. If your girlfriend feels like he should be open, then maybe you need to reconsider, maybe not the friendship, because she's a good friend, she's a good friend.
Right.
But you may want to reconsider about inviting her around your current boyfriends, because as soon as y'all break up, he's fair game.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You know? And there's no rule behind it. If you think, okay, when Stacey brought this topic, I was thinking, okay, are there any exes right now that I would have a problem with one of my friends dating? And I was just thinking, is there any? Now, my ex-husband, even though that's over, that's completely off limits.
Yeah, I see when it comes to marriage and kids and that, that's an off-limit situation. I really do.
But any of the exes, I don't think I would feel some type of way, but our friendship would change. I wouldn't want to hear about how you and him went on a cruise or went on a trip or might have done things that we used to do or done things that he didn't do for me, you know. It's just that human thing. Even though you're okay and you're fine, hell, you may have even initiated the split. I think it's a little bit too close for comfort.
I agree. I definitely agree. I know that even some situations where people consider people to be their ex, even if they went on one date, and I'm like, you had one date. I really wouldn't regard that as a relationship or that you even dated the person. You went out, you didn't like what you see, you didn't like what you heard, and that was it. So I don't really constitute that as to be somebody you dated or had a relationship with. I really don't. But everybody counts everything as, you know, a relationship, even if it's one or two dates, it's a relationship. But either way, so I agree with a lot with what you said. It is somewhat too close for comfort, but as I said, she was really more of an acquaintance to me than she was a friend, because she was my sister's friend. But, you know, I knew of her because she came by and stuff like that. So I think that's kind of what made the situation a little bit different for me in that sense, you know. And we became closer than she and my sister over the years, because she's now dealing with somebody that she was trying to figure out who he was. And she had times when she did not we're from different cultures, where she didn't understand him and she did not feel like she was being heard or whatever it is. So she will call me to, like, why is he like that? Why, you know, why does he do this or why does he do this? And I have to explain to her the culture difference of how the men see things and how they do things and what you're accustomed to and used to. And, you know, we're from two different worlds in a sense of culture. And, you know, she eventually got it. But that's what kind of drove us closer together, is because she used to call me to figure out certain
things. What is wrong with this man?
Yeah, right. Because, and then she was like, oh, my gosh, he's so so particular, and he likes things to be done a certain way. And I was like, okay, but you have to remember, as I explained to you before, when you guys started dating, he's the baby of, you know, seven kids.
Her an opportunity to look at, and see, most people can't do that, depending on what. Now, you wouldn't be doing this for an ex that you still wanted to be with.
You know, because a lot of leading, because we usually try to make our show as transparent and as honest as possible, and you know me and you try to be honest with each other as possible.
So you mean to tell me,
over the years,
if I was
many mm-hmm. of the family members have asked me what was wrong with you. They always assume it was something wrong with me. Why didn't you guys work out? He's so handsome. He's this, he's that. You know, and especially because every once in a while, especially if we go to Miami, they will come around. You know, because he did hang around. My mom, everybody loved him. But I've never sat down with them and had a conversation like, this was what I wanted. This was who he was at the time. He was not in a position to give this to me. And we decided that you're not ready for what I want. And it doesn't make sense. You tell me that you can do it when you know you can't. And then we end up miserable and resenting each other. So this is not. So they always assumed over the years that there was just something, you know, something wrong with Stacey. She's just picky and whatever it is. And you know who he is now. If he was that person when we reconnected after high school, I would have had him. But and that's what I was even trying to explain even to my sister the other day, because we saw them when we went home last week. And she was, and we were having it. She was like, "Oh, I never understood you guys. You have never talked about it." I said, "Well, you guys have never asked." And I was saying to her that sometimes what I have learned is it takes sometimes another person to bring out the best in someone else. And I said he was exactly what she needed, because he changed her. She made like a 90-degree turn from who she was. So he suited her just perfectly, but he didn't suit me perfectly, because what I wanted, he wasn't quite there yet.
But I'm saying, for a man that you want, for whatever reason, would you be okay if your friend, your ex, not just any man, your ex, would you be okay with your friend talking or even dating a man that you wanted, regardless if he ended it, if you ended it, or if it was a mutual understanding? If you, because I'm under the impression you don't want him anymore, regardless
no.
that it ended. But I'm talking about a man that you want. Would you be okay, or not over completely? Would you be okay with your friend dating him? Would you be able to give her advice?
I would, because I have found myself in situations, people that I found attractive. I mean, that I like, that I thought was fine as whatever it is, but they looked at my friend, you know, and they are
no Stacey.
Oh, you
your
mean
man
that I was in a relationship?
You guys decided it did not work. It was not going to work, but you still cared for him. You still wanted him, but understanding it wouldn't work. If your closest friend or one of your friends started dating him, would you be okay with that? And could you be that friend and give advice?
I think I could. I honestly think I could, and it also depends on how if they both come to me and have a conversation and not sneak around, which is number two on our list. Honesty is the best policy. Then I think I would be okay with it. You know, it probably is going to take time, you know, for me to fully be comfortable and okay to where I'm going to even give advice to her, like, you know, well, don't do so and so, or if you're having a problem with this, you don't really like this or don't really like that. That may be a stretch. That may take me, you know, after a couple of shots in some therapy to do again to that point. You know, I may have to, you know, go sit on a couch and talk to somebody to get to that place. But I approached me prior to getting into this, you know, considering the other person, then I honestly think I would be okay with it. Because I really do, I'm very big on wanting to see people happy and in healthy relationship. And if I think they're a better candidate for each other, then I don't see why not, especially if we don't have any kids involved where it gets complicated. Well, mommy and daddy used to be, you know, and like the Kardashians, no. That, you know, where you can figure out the uncle and the aunt situation with Tigger and no, mm-mm. That's just too complicated, and that's too much. But I think it would take me some time to get to where I'm going to give her advice. That would take time. But if they're
it's definitely
honestly,
not going to.
Yeah,
it's definitely
gonna
not
going to
end the friendship.
Yeah,
it's definitely not going to.
Yes, because I would hope that both of them, as I said, number two is honesty is the best policy. That's the next girl quote code. It's all about presentation and how things are done. If you come to me honestly and say, you know, Stace, you know, I ran into so-and-so that you dated a couple of years ago or you dated a while back, whatever, blah, blah, and it didn't, you know, and we kind of hit it off, realize we have so much in common, blah, 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 which, you know, have a conversation. But if you sneak around and I have to find out because, you know, you stop hanging out, I don't know who you're hanging out with, who you're dating, you're secretive about everything, I don't hear from you anymore, then that's when it becomes too shady and too dishonest. And you already broke a trust and a bond there already, you know. So, So that's the way.
And
I
trust
work.
Is important. I ain't
yep.
doing it. I don't. If I still care about somebody, that's just me being me.
Mm-hmm.
It would be hard for me not to feel some type of way if my
right.
friend was dating a guy that I was not over. not a guy, but my ex that I still have feelings for. You know, I think I would have a problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
A guy that I don't have a feelings for, I really don't really want to know what's going on with him.
Right.
You know?
Right, exactly.
Because I'll be like, girl, you could do so much better. Because that would be my attitude. If the relationship
mm-hmm.
didn't work out, there's somebody out there better for me. You know? And I'll be like, girl, didn't I tell you about him? You know, go for it. I wouldn't be in my feelings about it, but I'd be like, dang, you can do much better than this. I've tried that. That horse does not go.
Mm-hmm.
But to the second point on the list is honesty and trust, which
yes.
is true. That has to do with everything across the board.
Yes.
And that's so important, not just trust. And people might think that number one and number two sounds the same. Number one, not dating an ex. Number two, being honest. And that's, you know, if you are dating ex, let me know. But there's other facets to it. Another thing that would you just be honest about everything.
Right.
If I'm wearing an outfit and that don't look right, grab me, snatch me back in the house, and say, we're not going nowhere with those shoes. Let me know. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Don't have me out there looking any type of way.
Right.
Because if we're friends, you're going to want me to look just as good as you.
Exactly.
Or I don't care how much I spent to get my hair done, you need to tell me, even though I'll be like, ugh, you need to tell me that haircut does not look good on you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what friends do. Be honest.
Yes.
That's
right.
That's the girl code. Be honest. Exactly. If And let me cut me off if I'm going into the list, because I'm hearing this list for the first time today. But don't have me looking any type of way. Be honest. Be direct. Let me know. If we have a problem, that's another thing. Let me know. If you didn't like
right.
the way I said something, if I came out off the wrong way, let me know, and I can maybe explain myself and apologize.
Exactly. Yep,
you know,
you're right on the money, because those were some of the points you brought up, because she further elaborated on what she meant by trust. And being trust and honest, and that was one of them. You know, she said it might be awkward at first, but you should always have her back. You know, don't let her walk around the whole day unaware of what is going on. You know, stuff like that. Like you're saying, you know, if something is off, whether it's the way her outfit looks or something, or even how a vibe or a feeling, that say something. You know, address it. Give her an opportunity to
right.
explain herself, because you never know what is going on with someone. You never know what is happening in their life. Not because that's your girl or that's your best friend doesn't mean she necessarily shares everything with you, because it could be
mm-hmm.
something she's struggling with, something she's not sure if she's ready to talk about yet. But don't,
right.
you know, you get in your feelings, have a chip on your shoulder or whatever it is, you know, say something and let her, well, you know, I'm going through a difficult time right now. I don't want to discuss it. I need a minute, you know.
something like that. But be
right.
honest, have an open, communicated relationship and being honest with each other. So that was one of the, so you're right on the money with your thought process in that. And, you know, when you talk about an outfit, my first lady, Zaria J, because I'm a member of the Potter's House, she cracks me up all the time because she, every time we have what we call, she call it girl talk. We have it every couple, every other or every third Saturday in a month. And she likes to say that, honey, you don't have a friend or a mirror. Because she likes to say, I see some of y'all come up in here wearing some stuff, you know, too tight, your boobs hanging out, you know, roll here. Then she was like, you don't have a friend or a mirror. You know, like just like you're saying, if you have friends, they should be able to tell, you know, that's not age appropriate. That doesn't look good. That, you know,
right.
But don't let you go out looking like a hot mess.
So I take friendship very, very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
I do. And, you know, what your first lady states is correct. Somebody should have grabbed you, if not today, yesterday, because somebody didn't see you before
yeah.
today.
Exactly.
And obviously, one or two things has happened. Either that person didn't tell you and you don't know no better, and everybody think you should, or somebody done told you and you decided to do it anyway.
Right.
Those are the only two things. But I had a person, she's no longer a friend, but I had to reevaluate some stuff. I took a picture at a photo shoot a couple of years ago,
mm-hmm.
and she said, we were friends on social media, and she ended up making a comment about the picture. Like, she would never like any of my posts, but
mm-hmm.
in dialogue and conversation, we would talk. She would tell me, oh, when you posted that, I forgot the girl was on Facebook, but she would see my stuff all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So she said, who did your makeup? And I told her it was Carla. So a hair and makeup artist down here. And she said, oh, she said, because girl, she said, that makeup that she used was so much better than what you've been using. What she didn't know was Carla, all she did was my eyelashes. It was my MAC makeup that I've always used.
Yeah,
Carla,
I know you're sensitive, so you don't like to use every product. I know all the makeup artists carry.
So, I use my own stuff. Carla, only thing Carla did was applied my eyelashes and eyeshadow. For those of you guys who know me, I don't wear eyeshadow.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's, I just don't wear it unless I can't even think of the last time I had. But so I thought that's what she was talking about. But it showed me, well, if you've seen me and you felt that my application of my makeup was wrong, why hadn't you said nothing until it got improved to say, girl, that's not a friend?
Yeah, that is not a friend.
It's like, what?
Yep, because sometimes makeup is all about application. So if she thought that because Carla is a makeup artist and she probably knew using your same product of better how to apply it and how to make it enhance your beauty, then why didn't you say, you know, maybe you should do a little this, you know, or you know, watch
or that.
A YouTube video or
and
something like that and see, if, you know, practice a little bit more.
And Carla
is... Yeah.
Is a great makeup artist, but her profession is hair.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a photo shoot. We had about 12 girls there. It was the best. It was probably the first photo shoot I've done as an adult. And we had a good time. She didn't have time to do everybody's makeup.
Right.
I did my makeup, only thing Carla did. So it was there wasn't even a change in technique.
Oh.
The only thing Carla did was literally my eye makeup. She did
right.
my lashes and my eyeshadow. That was it. And so I was like, you talking about my eye makeup? She was like, no, just the foundation. You know, you got a better type of foundation. I was just thinking, it's the same foundation.
Yes.
But, yeah, you need honest friends. It's
yes.
the foundation I've always used. You need honest and direct friends who are not going to have it, regardless if they're right or wrong, not going
right.
to have a negative opinion of your attitude or your appearance without telling you about it.
Yes, that's true. I completely agree with you on that one.
So that honesty is huge.
It is. It is.
Plus,
matter.
I need to know. Oh,
yep.
Go ahead.
And no, I was going to say, and it doesn't